Welcome, everybody. This is Jane Duber. I'm super excited to have you here for a very special call. This is my chance to connect with all of you around mastering the inner game of direct selling. What I love about this particular call is it gives me a platform to share some insights that I think can really make a difference in your business when you really settle into them. So my request, whether you're listening to us live or listening to the replay line, what I want to ask you is to give yourself the gift of uninterrupted time. I really want you to focus on what it is that we're going to be talking about for this next hour. I promise you if you do that, you're going to walk away with some new distinctions, some new insights around your business, and in the end, what we're looking for is for you to go forward in your business with more courage, more clarity, and more of a commitment to take action. So please give yourself that gift. Another point that I want to make is that you have the opportunity to have a handout with this call. So if you have access to the Internet, you would go to innergameofdirectselling.com. And at that page, you'll find at the top that there's a two-page handout, and it will show you the wheel that we're going to be talking about tonight. So thank you for taking this time. In essence, I see this as an investment in you and in your business and in your loved ones. I'm going to be asking you to look for two things tonight in the training. I want you to look for a new perspective of your business and possibly even yourself and how you move through the world. We know that one of the true traits of success is self-awareness, understanding how we're wired, understanding how we can get ourselves into action. So I'm going to ask you to come away with some new awarenesses about your business and yourself. I'm also going to have you come away with a couple commitments, a couple things that you're willing to commit to do in the next week. And we know that in order for you to take your business to the next level, what we're looking for are new habits, new strategies, ways that you can create new results in your business. So I really want you to stay with me, really embody this information, and see if you can find a couple commitments that you are 100% committed to implementing this next week so that you can move into action and get greater results. So that's my request of you. Okay, as we begin, I have a couple intentions. My intention for this particular call is that by the end of the call, that you walk away with a greater sense of hope for the future of your business. And what I mean by that is, you know, right now I speak to direct sellers every single day in all facets of the industry. And what I know is, especially moving into this season, what I know is that many of you are looking for a new sort of quantum leap in your business. You're looking to maybe, if your business has plateaued, you're looking to get it going again. If you're brand new to the business, you're looking for sort of this new opening up and expansion of your business. And so I want to give you a sense that, you know, there is a strategy for growing your business and getting better results, and I'm going to give you some of those strategies tonight. So I'm going to walk away with greater hope. I also want you to walk away with more enthusiasm. You know, I'll be completely transparent and say that for some of you, maybe what you're needing is a shot in the arm and a little bit of sort of a new shift, a new paradigm shift around what it is that you can do to grow your business. And that new awareness and some new strategies can sometimes be all that you need to infuse your business with new enthusiasm so that when you start your day, whether you're working on your business for many hours or just maybe even 30 minutes, that you do it with a great sense of purpose and enthusiasm. And then I'm also going to intend that you're going to come away from the call with some more clarity around right action. We'll talk about right action a little bit later, but what I mean by that is, you know, many of you are working your business, and many of you are putting time in. But the question really is, are you putting time in the areas that will garner you the best results? So we're going to talk about personal effectiveness, and that's one of the key traits of personal effectiveness. So we're going to have you take a look at what it is that you're doing to grow your business and really getting honest about, is that the best action for me to take if I have limited time? So those are some things I'd like you to look for as we move through the training that I've designed for you. I will tell you that I have a special guest on the call, and I've asked him to be here because he's a really important part of the Inner Game of Direct Selling course. And I want to ask him to say hi, and we're going to have him join in a little bit later on the call. But his name is John Dulworth, and he is a dear friend and my personal coach, and also my partner in a retreat that we do two times a year called the Whole Life Retreat. And I always like to have John play because, number one, it's always more fun. And second of all, he and I have really found a balance between the two of us. And so when I bring in the business strategy and the insights, John has a wonderful way of balancing that out and really dealing with the self and helping you understand how you're wired and understand how you can get unblocked and how you can get yourself emotionally and mentally to the next level. So, John, thank you for being here. You want to say hi?
Absolutely. I'm really glad to be here with you guys. It's, I don't know, maybe my third time.
It is.
And I'm always continually impressed with you, Jane, and how you deliver the content and the value that it brings people in this tribe, and I'm happy to lend my voice and my own expertise to what can be a real inner game around direct selling. So I'm just real honored to be here.
Thank you. And John and I just completed a three-city tour, and so we're really well-oiled here to do the training tonight, John. We've been training together a lot over the last week, so I'm excited to see. Sometimes what I love about these calls is when we come together, while I have a plan, we also know some really wonderful things come up that support people. So, good. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Now, so what I know is some of you who are listening to the call, you're very familiar with my work. In fact, many of you have been in the Inner Game of Direct Selling course before, or you've trained with me live at a keynote, perhaps. And so here's my invitation for those of you who know my work, is I want you to come with a learner's mind. And what I mean by that is I'm going to be sharing some of these principles that you've heard before. And my nudge to you is to see if you can't hear them at a completely new level. I am a student. I have lots of mentors that I work with. And I'm always revisiting the wisdom that they've taught because I know that I change as an individual, that who I am and how I show up to that particular training, as I change, I hear it differently. And I might hear something that I've heard one or two or three or four times before. But because of who I am in that space or perhaps an experience that I've had, I'm able to translate that piece of insight or that strategy in a completely different way. So I'm really asking for those of you who are familiar with the work to put aside the, oh, I know this, I already got that done, and really stay with me and see if you can't take it to the next level. Because as you know, the wheel that I'm going to be sharing and the strategy that I'm going to be sharing, this is the foundation of success in our business. And unless you're earning what you want to earn, and unless your team is the size that it needs to be, there's more for you to learn. In fact, the strategy for success that I lean into every single day in growing my businesses is that, you know, sometimes it's not the big things. Oftentimes it's just the smallest of tweaks in those areas that are essential to my business. So if you're here and this is something that you've learned from me before, I'm excited for you because I know there's a whole other level for you to access. If you've never trained with me before, maybe you referred to this call by a friend or an upline, what I've come to know is that you really can't hear me until you know me. In other words, we need to have a connection for you to be able to trust that what I'm about to share with you actually is something that's important and has value and has been proven. So I'm just going to take just a teeny bit of time and kind of let you know what brought me here, what brought me to this particular call. And hopefully my story, I mean, as John says, we shared it in our live events, everybody has a story, and all of you should be telling your stories, and so I'm going to give you the quick version of my story. I actually fell in love with direct selling in the year 1987, and this was, I had just graduated with a master's degree in international business and knew I wanted to have my own business. And I stumbled upon the direct selling world from a friend of mine who'd left a job at the Pentagon to be a distributor for a party plant company. And that kind of got my attention because I'd never really known a lot about the industry. But I learned, and what I found is, in my opinion, it's one of the best business models for entrepreneurs, for individuals who have a desire to have their own business. So I turned around and went home and did a little research, and I decided that I wanted to have my own company. So in 1987, I went to my husband and told him that I had this huge vision of building my own direct selling company. And so we took $5,000, sat around the kitchen table, and created a plan to start a direct selling company of our own. And at that point, I didn't know what a booking was. I had never recruited anyone. I knew nothing about the statistics or the strategies of the profession. I just knew that the concept was brilliant and that I wanted to build a company around that concept. So fast forward 13 years. My husband and I built our business over 13 years with a sales force all over the United States, and we had grown the revenues to multiple millions. And at that point, we decided that it was something that we wanted to move on from. So we sold the company before the turn of the millennium, and I entered into the industry as a consultant. And then in 2003, I helped found the Direct Selling Women's Alliance with Nikki and Grace Kiohoho, and I served as president of that organization for 5 years. And what was cool about that time that I served as president of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance is I got a chance to meet and work with some of the most remarkable leaders of our profession. And not just work with them, but they let me into their heart and their soul and their strategies. And I then, upon my own skills and strategies that I used to build my business, I then was able to put on top of that all the skills and strategies that I was learning from these remarkable leaders. So what you're getting from me tonight is a composite of my own experience and my experience of working with some of the greatest in our profession. And what you're also getting is, I believe, my unique spin on how to grow a direct selling business. Because the truth of the matter is that how we grew our business over the past couple decades is not how we need to grow it in the future. Our clients are different. Our customers are different. The economy has changed. Our culture has changed. And so we need to change along with it. And so what I'm going to be sharing with you tonight, I hope, is my way of showing you maybe a new perspective of your business and how it is that you can maybe achieve some goals that you've been wanting or perhaps falling short of, and also at the same time, have a really beautiful, fun, fulfilling time doing it. You know, John and I have a saying that if it's not fun, we don't do it. And so we want to make sure that we find a perspective of your business and give you some new strategies that put the heart and the soul and the fun back into you growing your business. That's absolutely essential. Because what I found is if you're asked to do something that is either out of alignment with your values or not fun, you won't do it very long. So part of my work, especially this summer as I went around and spoke for different companies, part of my work is in giving you all permission to be yourself and authentic and find ways of building your business that really work for you. And that's where the magic starts to happen, where you get up in the morning and you can't wait to do something to grow your business. So thanks for letting me take that time. I hope that what you got from that is that, number one, I love the profession, so I applaud your decision to be within this industry. And number two, that I might have something to say that's going to help you. So as we go into the particular training that I've prepared for you tonight, I want to draw your attention to the handout at innergameofdirectselling.com. And what you're going to find there is what I call my success accelerator wheel. Now, if you don't have the handout, I don't want you to be frustrated. So I'm going to give you the model. You can draw it on a piece of paper. So just draw a big circle, and you're going to divide that circle into four parts. So you're thinking of those as four, you know, pieces of the pie. And those four quadrants represent one realm of direct selling success. So in my opinion, over the 24 years of growing multiple businesses, these four quadrants in the realm of direct selling is where you want to grow your skill set. This is the part you want to master. Because if you can master these particular areas of your business, you're going to see a quantum leap in the results you're getting, and you're going to see yourself feeling more fulfilled. So the four quadrants, starting in the upper left quadrant, is mindset. Upper left is mindset. Upper right, we have prospecting. Bottom right, we have interviewing. And bottom left, we have personal effectiveness. So if you look at mindset, prospecting, interviewing, and personal effectiveness, the interesting thing, I use another wheel in some of my training, but what I like about this wheel is if you actually look at that, look at the left side of that wheel. That right there represents the inner game, the mindset piece and the personal effectiveness. And then we look at the right side of the wheel, we're looking at that's how you take it to the world. Those are the skills where you're out and about connecting with people and growing your business. So if you think about this, then for you to really achieve success in your profession, what you're looking for is to master both the inner game and the outer game. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So remember I asked you to look for ways for, you know, maybe some things you'll commit to do differently in the coming weeks. What I'm going to have you do is sort of step into what I call detached awareness during this call. It's funny, I'll talk to someone who listens to the recording and maybe I'll get an email from them or I'll see them at an event. And what they say is, you know, I really, in essence, when I heard this concept of these four realms that I need to master, the first thing I wanted to do is like change the way I've been building my business for the past number of years. So sometimes what comes up is, gosh, if I only knew this back then. So what I'm going to have you do as you walk through this and find some new ways to grow your business, I want you to really be detached to that. Because this day is the day that you can start to establish new habits, new ways of growing your business. So kind of let go of anything that might come up around wishing that you had known this before. Because I can tell you, you're going to start to get different results. And so we want to celebrate that at least you're getting it now. So with those four particular areas in mind, I also want to give you a nudge that these four areas are four areas that I've used to design a course. So this particular call tonight, while I'm committed completely to give you value, one of the main reasons for doing the call is I want to give you a taste of a course that's coming up that's starting actually the 7th of September. So we've got, it's less than a week, actually. The 7th of September, we're going to be starting a course called The Inner Game of Direct Selling Success. And I'm going to share a little bit about it. And in essence, what we're doing here on this call, looking at these different quadrants, we take an entire module, an entire week, where we dive in and you learn new things and you get new awarenesses and new strategies. And then you go out into the world and you apply it. And then you come back and you come to a call with John, which I'll share, and you kind of unpack what's happening. You look at how you're being in the world and what's the response you're getting from others and what's happening internally as you're trying on these new things. So that particular course is sort of an expansion of what we're going to talk about tonight. So let's dive into one of my favorites. This also happens to be John's favorite place to play.
Yay!
It's mindset. And what we know about mindset is that it is underlying everything that you do in your life, whether it's who you are as a mom or a dad, whether it's who you are as a professional in your business, a friend. Everything that you're doing in your life is somehow driven by the mindset and emotion that goes internally on a regular basis. So we're going to talk a little bit about my particular viewpoint and how mindset, how me mastering, and I certainly haven't mastered it, but how me paying attention to mindset and emotion has impacted my life. And then what we're going to do is we're going to give you some strategies you can take away from the call that will actually enable you to start to really take a look at this part of your business and your life and start to see how it's maybe either supporting you or sabotaging your success. So as we look at mindset, I'm going to have you kind of unpack it after I share a little bit here. But when you look at mindset, what comes up for me is that's the internal dialogue that happens on an ongoing basis. As John says, we're always talking to ourselves. There's always an internal dialogue, and probably up to this point, you may not have noticed what it is. So part of what we're asking you to do is start to be aware of the mindset and emotion you're holding on a regular basis. Now, in being completely transparent, you know, I'm on this journey with you. You know, while I've made great strides to really understand mindset and find ways to stay in an empowered place so I can do what I want to do, I battle the same things mentally and emotionally that all of you do. I have moments of fear and doubt. I wake up with guilt or overwhelm. And so what's the difference, perhaps, from some of you who are just starting this work is that we're having worked on this and having created an awareness and having leaned into some strategies of how I get myself from a disempowered place, a negative emotion, which totally blocks me and totally stops me, that I can move more quickly because I'm aware of where I am in a disempowered space, I can move more quickly into an empowered space one where I'm feeling that, you know, hey, granted, I may have been holding some fear or doubt, but I'm able to move myself through that so that I can take an action that moves me forward towards the life I'm wanting to live, whether that's to pick up the phone and call a prospect or initiate a conversation when I'm out and about, or to be more loving with my child. So in this conversation of mindset, what I'd like you to look at tonight is, how might that be impacting your success? I have a great saying that oftentimes kind of makes people, you know, pause, and that is, you say things to yourself that you wouldn't say to your worst enemy out loud. And so when I first started to do work on mindset, I really settled in and started to hear and feel what was happening internally for me. And honestly, I was totally shocked. You know, I remember saying to my husband, Mario, well, no wonder I'm feeling disempowered, or no wonder I'm feeling overwhelmed. Listen to this inner dialogue that's going on with me. And so we're going to invite you to take a look at this tonight and for this next week, and maybe even nudge you as we move into the course, maybe even nudge you to start to make some shifts in maybe what you are saying to yourself. Now imagine, we get to spend an entire week on this, and we devote an entire week to this because we know that, see, this mindset piece, I put it first because it is the foundation of your success for all the other quadrants. If you're able to manage your emotions and your mindset, when we move to prospecting in Module 2, you're able to move forward powerfully. You're able to manage that doubt or fear that comes up when you go out to expand your network. We do mindset first because then when we go to Module 3 and talk about conducting an interview in a new way, a new, unique, and more engaging way, we know that you'll be more present. We know that you'll be able to come from a place of service if you're able to manage the mindset. And certainly in the last quadrant, which we talk about personal effectiveness, man, you know, I always say, you know, we want to lean into daily rituals and habits that keep us moving towards our vision. And if we've got the mindset, we're able to connect with those habits and see them as ways of supporting us. So that's, you know, mindset. And in mindset, we kind of dive into a couple of things. I'll mention them here just so that you know. And what I'd like you to do is actually kind of think about these five things under mindset and see if you've given attention to them, if you are connected and have an awareness around them. We talk about vision. What's your vision for your business and your life? Under mindset, we kind of dive into values. What drives you? What's important to you? We also touch upon beliefs, and John does that quite a bit in his call that he does on a Thursday evening. But for right now, you know, what beliefs might be holding you back from being more powerful in your business, for being more courageous and taking those steps? And then we've also got dialogue and support. So we talk about these five things and how when we have an awareness of them, or, for example, in support, if we can put support systems in place for us, how we can move through our lives more connected and more, compassionate. Because when we come from that place of really being compassionate with ourselves, we're able to kind of move into this space where maybe it's calling us to be something more. You know, before I have John comment on this, I want to share that, you know, I have a really true belief that you, whoever you are and wherever you're calling from, I feel as though you've been drawn to this call because you're feeling called to be more in your life. You're feeling called to do something bigger. And maybe it's a mission that you feel you have in your life, or a purpose that you want to fulfill, or a gift that you want to share. But somehow, because you're listening to this call, I feel you're being called to do something in a new way, so it enables you to expand. And so we're gonna have you kind of look this week at that mindset piece and see how you might be able to make some shifts so you can go forward a little more empowered, so you can take those steps. So John, what would you want to add around the mindset piece? Your favorite?
Well, just to underscore how important it is, and oftentimes it's the place where we spend the least time. We're probably the most impacted by our mindset, and yet a lot of us don't spend a lot of time connecting with it and really working to position it in such a way that it moves us towards the kind of success that we want. So it's important to say that we all have different versions of mindset, even during the course of a single day. We have mindsets that really make us feel great and empowered, and we have ones that don't make us feel so great, and they disempower us. And that's what we're mostly focused on this call, is how to shift those disempowering mindsets. And Jane, you talked a little bit about the internal dialogue that's going on, and oftentimes the sad case of it is that it's more like an internal monologue. It's one-sided, and we're just listening to it, and we're basing our actions off of it. And that's the sad truth of it is that we are, like you said, we say things to ourselves that we wouldn't say out loud to our friends. And all we want to do in this course, in this first quadrant, is begin to have you guys tune into what is it that you're telling yourself, with the understanding that that you can that what you tell yourself impacts your life, it impacts your actions, it impacts your success rate. And so if you when you tune in, you find out that the impact is a negative impact, then we're going to give you some really wonderful, tangible, specific tools that you can lean into that will help you begin to turn that around. Hmm. And I think I want to add, just in closing, a little bit of an addition to what mindset is. It's not just what you're telling yourself. It's also what you believe. So Jane talked a little bit about the beliefs. The beliefs we don't always hear because they live in the background. When you start to tune into your mindset, you can oftentimes get down into the beliefs. That is the core or the foundation of your mindset, what you believe is possible for your life, what you believe is possible for your business, or what you believe is possible for prospecting. Those are all beliefs. They're impacting your mindset. Feelings impact your mindset, and we'll talk about ways to navigate your feeling world. All of that kind of combined builds a mindset, and it can be either one that, like I said, positions you for success or disempowers you. So it's a really powerful, powerful conversation. And frankly, if that's all you took away from this tonight or from the course, I think it would really have a dramatic impact on your life.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the first step because it does have such an impact. And before I go to the next quadrant, I do want to say, you know, I've invited John to be a part of the course, and I believe on the page that describes the course, which I would love for you to look through, learn what's involved in the course. It's a description of the modules and all of that. But you'll see down below where I talk about John as my secret weapon. And what I mean by that, and it was really the motivation for me to bring him into this course, is that what I came to understand is I had achieved a level of success in my life that was considerable and something I was very proud of. But I also knew that there was sort of a missing link in me managing the emotions of that. I run two businesses. I'm a mom of a 13-year-old boy. I'm married for 24 years. I'm a grandma. So I've got this whole big, huge life. And what I found was the bigger and juicier my life got and the more goals I was achieving, the more I really knew that mindset and emotion was really the main determinant of the quality of my life. So in working with John as my personal coach over 8 months, I was able to shift so many areas of my life, from my relationships with my family and my husband, my relationship to myself, my body. I lost like 15 pounds. And I really, you know, kind of discovered a whole part of myself. And so when I did the course for the first time after that journey that I took, I wanted to bring John in because it's a gift to you. And some of you, I'm sure, will end up working with him individually, and some of you will get to know him through the course. But I want you to know that there's no other course out there in this profession or outside the profession that I believe really gives you these two parts of the journey: the strategic, the education, the training, which is what I bring to the plate, and then the support in you actually putting it into place in your life. So even here tonight, I've given you that gift. So even if it's just this call, I hope this isn't the end, but if it is just this call, that I've given you both of these sides so you can get a new strategy but also feel empowered to go forward. Yay. I love this work. Okay, I want to go into prospecting. And prospecting is the second quadrant. And you'll notice, you know, I've selected prospecting and interviewing as the two, what I would consider skill sets that we focus on. Now, certainly, you know, there's the adage of, you know, selling. Some people would use the term selling. I use prospecting and interviewing as the two skill sets you need to master, because in my mind, prospecting is nothing more than the expansion of your network. So here's the cool thing about direct selling. Whether you're in party plan or network marketing, your success is in direct relation to the size of the network of people you have relationships with. It's that simple. The bigger your network, the stronger the relationships, the greater success you'll have. And so how cool is that, that we get to be rewarded financially and personally by simply developing relationships? And the key is that in this day and age, developing relationships and prospecting, getting out there and networking is different than it was before. And that's because, you know, quite honestly, people are jaded. People have learned to, because they're bombarded with so many marketing and sales messages, they've learned to kind of put up walls. And so for you to really be able to prospect and network at a high level, you need to hone those skills of how to break down those walls, how to connect with people, how to get people to open up their hearts so that when you're connecting with them, they see you as an individual and you see them as an individual, and there's a human connection instead of a sales presentation or, you know, that wall that can come up of resistance. So I love Module 2, and I'm going to give you some of the five components of prospecting here on this call, and just like I did in Mindset, I gave you those five components. I'm going to ask you to do the same thing in prospecting and say, do I have an awareness of this? Have I put some time and effort into this aspect of prospecting so that when I go out tomorrow and I'm in a situation where I'll be meeting people, that I can be my absolute best to be sort of this magnet that people want or are interested in connecting with? So the first of the five areas under prospecting is purpose. And actually, I have a special bonus. I'm excited to announce that at the end. That for those of you who are here on the call, and for those of you who listen to the replay within the first 24 hours, how exciting, I love this, by midnight the 2nd of September, so if you listen to this call tonight or listen to the replay, and you register for the Inner Game of Direct Selling course before midnight, on September 2nd, you'll actually receive my Purposeful Prospecting CD. It's a 2-CD set and a workbook. You'll receive that as my special gift. So that's actually a $59 value that you're receiving if you register for the course before midnight on the 2nd. And the reason I'm doing that is that we spent an entire module on purposeful prospecting, but there was even more good, juicy, wonderful things that I needed to share with you. So I created this 2-CD set. So now you'll not only have the work that we do in the module and the work that we do with John, but you'll also be able to really connect. And what I mean by purposeful prospecting is we move out of the mode of what I would say manipulation into a place of really serving and connecting with people. And there's some specific steps that I've honed to give you that place where you can actually show up and connect with people at a much deeper level. So purpose. How can prospecting be aligned with your purpose is one of the things we explore. We also talk about preparation. Are you prepared to have those conversations? Are you ready that when the opportunity presents itself, or when you go out and grab the opportunity, are you really prepared to have an authentic conversation that opens people up? That's what we're looking for. The third thing we talk about in prospecting is visibility. Like, are you getting out there? Do people know who you are and what you're about? Because if they don't know you exist, there's no possible way that they can become a client or an associate. So do you have some strategies in place that make you visible so that you have these opportunities to meet people? So that was number 3. Number 4 under prospecting is credibility. This is a really cool one. And here's what I wanted you to take from the call just around this particular conversation, is that, you know, in fact, it was David Knorr. He wrote a book called Relationship Economics. And in that book, he talked about visibility is first. That has to happen. They have to know you exist. So you have to get out. You have to get out of the house and connect with people. The second step is credibility. So now they know you exist, but now you need to build credibility so that your expertise or your knowledge or the gifts that you have is understood by the prospect. So we move from visibility to credibility. So in the module two and here tonight, I want to have you ask yourself, do you have ways to build credibility in a community? For some of you, and one of my favorite tips, I'm going to give it to you right here because it's something that everyone can act upon, is to have a tip sheet, some sort of sheet of paper that you've kind of laid out nicely that has some tips in regards to the business that you do. If you're in health and wellness, it might have some health and wellness tips. If you're in the business of cooking or cookware, you may have some, you know, simple tips for easy family meals. So do you have a piece of paper that really gives value? It's a gift to someone else, and it also builds your credibility so a person were to read that and say, hey, this is a person who knows their business. They're professional, and they're generous with their information. So credibility is the fourth piece under prospecting. And then finally, the fabulous follow-up. Do you have a system for following up? The answer to that question for most people is kind of. And so one of the focuses for prospecting is we get really good at your follow-up system. I really help you kind of find a follow-up system that works for you, that you're comfortable with, because remember, we don't continue to do something that's out of alignment. So we look for ways for you to follow up. So for this call tonight, what I would ask you is, do you have sort of an intention regarding your follow-up? And so what I mean by that is two things. Just for the call tonight, we'll look at two things. When you're out networking, do you know the different ways that you have to follow up with people? Like, for example, when I go out networking, I go to a lot of live events, and I meet some amazing people, and I have sort of categories of how I want to follow up with someone. Sometimes it's a simple email, acknowledging them and remembering something that I enjoyed about them and staying in communication. Sometimes it's a phone call because maybe there was something else there that I wanted to explore. And then thirdly, it may even be a face-to-face. So your follow-up system needs to have some different options for you to choose from, so when you go to follow-up, you have a strategy. And then secondly, the thing around follow-up I'll say is, what is your intention in terms of time frame? They say in this business that 48 hours is really essential, because after 48 hours, the lead starts to, they kind of forget a little bit about the connection you may have had face-to-face. So those are some ideas on prospecting. John, just real quickly, I know we've got two more quadrants to cover, but I always like to get your hit on how the mindset piece shows up in this particular quadrant.
Well, it totally shows up because we tell ourselves all sorts of things about prospecting, and the beliefs impact it, whether or not we feel like we're capable to prospect, or whether or not we believe what we have is of value. There's all sorts of ways that that sort of internal narrative and belief structure really, really, really impacts our success as when we're out prospecting. And on a personal note, this is one of my favorite quadrants, simply because it really impacts not only our business, but all of the relationships that we have in our lives. So the tips that you share, Jane, work really well for business and really work well for building a really vibrant, successful business life. But it also has a wonderful bleed-over effect into the rest of our lives as well. So I'm excited to participate there.
Yeah, and so think about this. If you're on the call, you know, some of you are wanting to take the business to the next level, and think about it. Isn't you mastering the art of prospecting, meeting new people, and developing relationships, isn't that like the most important skill? Because we can't even move into the next quadrant of interviewing unless you're able to hone that skill of being able to connect and meet new people and expand your network. So big, fun things happening here. We've taken now many hundreds of people through the Inner Game course. This is the third time we're doing it. And I will tell you that out of all of the transformation that takes place over the 5-week period, I would say this is the one that I get commented on the most, that a person has greater confidence in getting out, and also that they feel more comfortable and it's become their favorite part of their business. So how's that for a shift? For those of you, if it's not your favorite, just imagine if this was your favorite part of your business. Okay, we're going to spend a little time on the interviewing piece. My philosophy on the interviewing, so what I consider the interview is whenever you're face-to-face or phone-to-phone, when you're actually presenting the details or discussing the details of the business opportunity. So oftentimes, you know, it can happen in a coffee shop. It can happen face-to-face. It could happen at the end of maybe a presentation you've done in a home. It could be over the phone. But it's the point at which you've asked permission to learn a little bit more about them. I use the term interviewing because, quite frankly, you know, many of you have come from the school of thought of presenting. Correct? So for decades, this profession has been teaching how to present the business opportunity. And part of what we do in this quadrant is I kind of create a paradigm shift so that you can actually see it a little bit differently. And instead of seeing it as you presenting the opportunity, you see it as a conversation. So we move from presenting to collaborating, where actually you draw the person into the process of really understanding what the business opportunity is about. And we do that by taking a few important steps at the beginning of the interview to really understand who's sitting across from you or who's on the other end of that line. What are their deepest desires? What are they wanting in their lives that they don't have? And then we build the bridge by showing how the business opportunity can be the very conduit to having what they want. So if you look at interviewing, you'll see on the handout that I've picked five areas there well. So it's setting the stage. So how do you show up when you meet with a prospect? You know, how do you show up? We talk a lot about authentically. You know, I take you off the hook. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to have built a big business. So that first setting the stage is a lot about you showing up on purpose, authentically, and really ready to connect with an individual at a deep level. We also talk about creating connection. I give you strategies for that. So just for the purpose of this call, if you do nothing else from this particular call, or we know we're looking for those three commitments, I want you to think about the last time you presented the business opportunity. I often ask when I'm doing a keynote, for a show of hands, of how many of you would say that you, last time you presented the opportunity, maybe spoke 75 or 80% of the time? And I usually get the lion's share of participants raising their hand. And so my nudge for you just from tonight's call is I want you to flip-flop that. And what that means, you're going to have to ask a lot of questions. You're going to have to draw out information from them. But if you were to simply do one thing, and that's creating the connection by asking lots of questions, and you try and talk only maybe 30% of the time, and in essence, we're getting them to tell us. Because if you can master this creating connection where they're sharing about their lives and what they're wanting, literally, as I say in Module 3, literally they will tell you how to recruit them. They will tell you what is the hot spot for them if we ask questions that we genuinely are interested and we listen well. So we work on the skill of asking and listening. The next thing we do is we build a bridge. I teach you how it is that you can build a bridge between what they're wanting and what you're offering, and how you can do it in a really simple, comfortable way. And it's what's interesting is I teach something at the beginning of this particular step, and I'll share it with you tonight. It's really, really important that you give this a shot the next time you're out presenting. But so imagine as we kind of walk through those five, you set the stage, you've built that connection, you've asked a lot of questions, so you've learned about who's across from you, you've identified some needs that they have, and then it comes time for you to build the bridge, which is where you share a little bit about the company. One of the things that I teach people to do is to simply pause at that moment and say something to the effect of, you know, it's been so great to get to know you. I love learning all about your life, and I can see that you're up to great things. I totally understand that you're wanting these particular things in your life. Now, and say her name is Linda. So, Linda, this is the time in our gathering here that I get to share a little bit about sort of what this company is about and how it might really how it might serve some of the needs that you just shared with me. So, with your permission, I'd like to share a little bit about the business opportunity. Would that be okay? And by asking permission, I call it permission to proceed. By asking permission, what we do is all of a sudden it's a collaborative conversation versus a sales presentation. So that, even if that's the one nugget that you take from the call, I can tell you I constantly get emails from people that say that one little tip completely changed the energy of their interview, completely built the rapport, and has really had an impact on their success rate, their closing ratio. So that's the building the bridge. Soothing concerns, that's simply how we handle what would be traditionally called an objection. I have a whole different way of handling objections. But what I can give you here on the call, we dive into it in a little more detail, but what I can give you on the call is that it is simply this. It's not your job to come up with the solution. So whether the challenge is I don't have the money, I don't have the time, your job is not to give them the solution. Your job in this interviewing process is to help them find the solution for themselves. Now, this is an art form, and it takes a while to develop, and that's why we give you some specific steps to take. But the art of soothing concerns by supporting others and finding their own solutions is really a powerful tool. So I'm excited for you to get that. So we also talk about building belief. So in essence, what we're looking at here in this particular quadrant for you to take forward from tonight is for you to understand that, okay, if we're going to build the prospecting skill so that your network is expanding, we also want to improve that one-on-one connection, be it face-to-face or phone-to-phone, where you connect with an individual and learn about what it is. In some ways, sometimes I'll use the phrase of your job is to create a space where they can want something more for themselves, and you can show them how your business opportunity can help them get that. Like, that's the cool thing. I hope you really got that. Like, I want that to land, that your job is to create the space for them to want something more for themselves, and that you then are able to show how the business opportunity can be the conduit or the vehicle for them to have that. That's why I love sponsoring. That's why I love recruiting, whatever the word is that you use to describe it, because it really is this gift that we give individuals. And if we're coming from the right space, it can really have an impact in a deep way. And in essence, whether they sign that evening or not, I guarantee you the rapport that you will have built, we find not only do people have a higher closing ratio who've been through the course and studied this particular module, but they also have a higher closing ratio after the fact. So they're closing more people on the spot, but they're also closing more people after the fact because the rapport is so strong and a connection with that individual is so deep. Yay! So anything that you can think of regarding interviewing, John, that you'd want to add, that you find...
Yes.
Here's a question. So what comes up on those calls? What do you find comes up for people?
Well, the breakthrough here is that people start to find a way to be themselves in the process. Instead of having to become somebody else or something else, the way that you teach it is that it allows them to really shine as their true self. So You talked earlier about bringing your making it fun and the strategies being fun and representing what one person would consider their values. This is the place where that teaching really shines. It shuffles the cards in a brand new way, and it helps people approach something that might have been a real pain in the patootie before from a really fun, new sort of direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good. I love it. It's true because we know that when we take our game face off or we show up authentically, automatically, that's one of the greatest pieces of rapport building. I mean, it's so interesting. In the 80s, I took courses on rapport building, and it's the eye contact, and it's the mirroring the body language, and the smiling, and all of those things, and those are all really helpful. But I can tell you that what trumps all of that is you showing up authentically who you are and comfortable in your skin. So, I love it. So that's a really fun place for us to play. Hopefully we've given you some specifics you can take just from the call tonight to start to make the shifts now. You don't need to wait until the course starts. Okay, so what I want to do now before I go into the last quadrant, which is the personal effectiveness, I've got some cool insights or specifics around the personal effectiveness. But before we do that, I want to just take a moment to detail a little bit about what's included in the course. What's exciting is I know that a lot of people on this call are actually already enrolled. And so you're looking at this and you're probably super excited to see it start to come alive. And then when we're together on the 7th, which is Tuesday, when I open up Module 1, you're going to really dive in. But for those of you who have not registered yet, this is the last time I'm going to do the course live. That really comes from, number one, this course has evolved so much, and I know the recordings that I'm going to be doing this time are going to be so spot on because this will be the third time I've done it. not only that, but also my work is evolving, and just like you, I like to keep it fresh. And so I'm actually going to be doing a leadership program with Pat Pearson in October. And so when I redo any kind of course, it'll very likely be the leadership course. So this is the last time we're going to do it live. It'll be in self-study mode after that. So make sure you tell your team members if you want them to experience the course live. So if you go onto the page, innergameofdirectselling.com, you'll see a description. And if you scroll down, it talks about each of those modules and what's included in each of those, the specific outcomes that you'll walk away with. So I want you to really kind of settle into the content and imagine, where would my business be now? I'd love to ask this question. Okay, if you had been with me 6 months ago when I did this course live in February, if you had made the shifts, if you had had the new distinctions, mustered up additional courage, stepped more powerfully in your place of confidence, learned how to build rapport at a deeper level, if you had done this course with me on February, imagine where your business would be today. Even if we increased your closing ratio, say by 50%, what size would your team be? Or what would your income be? So the point being is, you know, so many times we think, well, yeah, I want to do this, but it's just not now. Not now. And my nudge to you is, if not now, when? I mean, there's no time like the present, especially because it'll be live. But most of all, you're coming up on a season that's extremely lucrative for our industry. Our industry does about 70% of our annual product movement happens these last 3-4 months of the year. So you're moving into our most lucrative time. Doesn't it make sense that you shear yourself up to move into that time powerfully so the results you're getting are great? And then imagine going into 2011 with this great solid foundation that you will have built at the end of this year. You'll also find the call dates and times. We're going to be gathering every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, and that's when I do my training calls. So if you work full-time and you're not able to be there for the morning calls, no worries, because the calls are posted the very next day. You can hear the content. And then John so generously, which is so great because he's in New York City, so it's a bit later for him, John very generously does his call with me on Thursday evening. So everybody can be there. And on those calls with John, they're beautiful. We have so many people in the course, we may need to do an inner circle, John, where we bring a certain number of people on the live call. But
yeah.
The neat thing is this is where, I love the phrase, John, I say it all the time, is this is where John comes in and sort of scoops up the fear and doubt that he's hearing in the emails or that we're having people share with us. And he helps you understand internally what's happening so that you can move more powerfully and do some of these things that that you're wanting to do that you've maybe been not doing. So those are the calls. So Tuesday morning, doesn't matter, we post the call so you don't have to be there live. And then we have the evening calls with John on Thursday evening. The other thing I want to draw your attention to are the components. So what's cool about this course is we use a training platform that, as I say, it takes this sort of one-dimensional content and really builds it into this journey that you and I take together. So when you register for the course, you actually get 6-month access to the Inner Game of Direct Selling online resource center. So you can take it now, and then within the next 6 months, you can loop back and take it as a self-study mode. And every single time I hear people who've done that, they say, oh my gosh, I took it a second time on my own, and it was like I was taking the course for the first time because I heard so many new things. So you get 6-month access to that. So total, we actually have 5 modules. It was designed as a 4-module course. I'm going to explain a little bit, but the personal effectiveness, that was so impactful for so many people that I actually did a bonus call on the personal effectiveness topic. So it's actually 5 live calls with me and 5 live calls with John. And then we have 6 pre-recorded bonus calls, some of them by me, on various topics. We also have, oh my gosh, we have some of the most respected individuals in the industry who have built amazing businesses. They then share their strategies and their concepts. Jackie McConnell, who's an amazing woman who's done so much with her business. Margiela Prandi, her organization represents 250,000 people, so you want to learn from her. Margie does a really good call on her strategy for 3-way calling. So in addition to John and I, you get this really cool sort of faculty who's there to share their greatest resources on social media, on 3-way calling, on networking, on all the things that you're needing to share up. So it's very, very content-rich. And the cool thing is it comes in little bite-sized pieces. And you can take in the content at your own pace, so you're able to really sort of settle in and stay out of that place of overwhelm. It's a really nice journey. And then with each module, we have specific action steps that we ask you to take. So that ensures that you're really embodying what it is that you're learning. So I want to end with just a couple notes around personal effectiveness. It's an interesting module because I originally thought I could do it in 1 hour, and it sort of expanded into this really big, beautiful two-part quadrant. And the five pieces that we go over are planning, personal habits, your environment, your systems, and your support. That's there on the handout. So I want you to look at those five areas and just pick one. Just pick one and ask yourself, wow, if I really created some shifts in my personal habits, who would I be in business? I mean, how would that shift the results I'm getting and the joy that I bring to my business? Or, wow, if I could systemize some of what I do and leverage my time, how much more time would I have to work on my business if I could systemize it? Or again, if I could get support. So in this last quadrant, we talk about how those five things, some steps that you can take in each of those five areas, can literally transform how you show up in business, and not just who you're being, but also how effective you're being. So I want to have you take a look right now at those five areas of personal power: planning, habits, environment, systems, and support. And if you were to say, okay, if I could take one step in one of those areas to improve my personal effectiveness, my personal power, which is the area that I would work in? You know, it's funny. Oftentimes they'll work on environment and get their office to, you know, spend a little bit of time getting their office set up so they feel grounded and in a place that supports them. Other people say, you know, I really need a plan. I'm working with a mastermind group now who I adore, and we're all creating a plan for that, for each one, for their own organization. And what I'm hearing is, oh my gosh, all of a sudden they're clear about where to focus their time and energies, where before they always second-guess themselves, am I doing the right thing to create the best results? So in that last module, we're going to dive into that particular thing. And in here tonight, once again, my nudge to you is to look at where in your life right now could you make a shift, just a small tweak, that would allow you to be more effective. Maybe it's your time management system. Who knows? Each one of you is different. That's what I love about this course is it allows you, no matter where you are in business, whether you're a top leader at the highest level of your comp plan or whether you're a brand new distributor, these four realms of success can support you in whatever stage of business that you're in. So I want to thank everybody. So, John, anything in closing that you want to share with everyone who dialed in here?
Well, just that it's a really powerful program, and I think people are getting that. The personal effectiveness piece is super important. Again, it's useful in all areas of your life, and maybe that's the theme, Jane. Maybe this is not just about business.
Mm.
This program really has such an impact on your work in the world, but also it has a beautiful impact on your life as a whole. So. I'm really excited to do this again with you guys, and really excited to add my expertise and to help everybody have a lot of fun and more of a effortless approach to work.
Mm, great. Thank you, Don. So in closing, I'm just going to have you guys check in. Check in right now with what you're feeling. You know, is this an area that you feel you're being called to grow in? You know, and how would your business, your life be impacted if you were to really hone the skills and the strategies and the mindset that make up the quality of your life, both in your business and your personal life? So I'm really hoping that this is something that you'll give. It's a gift that you would give yourself, and it's a gift that, you know, in essence, really continues to unfold over time. So please do that. I'm also going to tell you that we're going to be sharing the recording of this call, and my request is share it with your team. You know, how cool for you to be able to go on a journey of self-discovery and building skills and bring all the people that are important to you along with you. I know from previous experiences many people put together inner game masterminds, and so we'll have, you know, as many as 12 or 20 people from a particular team be in this course, and then what they do is they set up a support system. So after the live calls are over these 5 weeks, then they meet every week and they make sure that they're applying what it is. So you may want to even invite some of your friends and create your own little inner game mastermind so you can continue the journey even after the course is over. And then next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific, we'll all get together and have a party, and we'll open up Module 1, and you'll begin your journey. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I thank you so much, and I look forward to having you in the course.
Thank you.